This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about another way to praise God. Recently, I learned one of the Hebrew meanings for the word praise. The word todah means praise for things not yet received. The pastor even said that heaven looks so favorably upon those who demonstrate this type of praise. When I turn to the scriptures, I think about Elijah's story, who surely knew how to thank God for those things not yet received. As we know, Elijah lived on a daily basis through a severe drought, yet he always believed that God would send rain, even when there wasn't a rain cloud in the sky. So first, Elijah told King Ahab to go and enjoy a good meal because a mighty rainstorm was coming. At this point, Elijah had not seen a drizzle of rain, much less a downpour, but he demonstrated todah anyway. Next, Elijah instructed his servant to look toward the sea for rain, but the servant returned only to report that he didn't see anything. Elijah sent the servant to look again and again, yet each time he reported no sign of rain. Finally, on the seventh time, the servant reported a tiny cloud, but still no rain. Elijah took this tiny cloud as a major sign and cautioned all the others that if they didn't get home before the storm, the rain would stop them. Soon the clouds turned black, and what Elijah praised God in advance for came to pass. There was, in fact, a mighty rainstorm. So what areas of your life do you need to demonstrate todah for? Are you praising God, or are you holding back because you haven't seen enough yet? As you practice todah today, cling to these words. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen, Hebrews 11:1. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, todah him.